You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I walked in this morning and one of the very first stories I saw concerned me. Because, and let me just read the headline. The headline: if you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds, you might die within 10 years. Now that's some serious
within
clickbait
10
right
years.
There.
Okay.
That is serious.
Yeah,
clickbait.
Yeah.
But I, you know, was just glancing at the story. This is some study that came out of South America, and they found that adults between basically 50 and 75, if you're an adult in that age group and you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds without, you know, other support, like holding onto the wall or furniture or something, they say the study shows that you are twice as likely to perish within the next decade.
My gosh, now, that's terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no, you know, direct connection between your sense of balance and any particular disease, but they think generally it shows that you're in poorer health, and that might contribute to the findings a little bit. So,
sure, you don't have as much maybe muscle structure, and maybe you're overweight.
Sure, yeah.
There's factors. Okay.
So now let me ask you this.
I gotta do it.
How can you see this story and not try it?
I'm doing it right now. Oh, shoot. I can stand on one leg for days. I'm good. Did you do it?
Of course you can. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to do it on my tippy toe even.
So the first time I tried it, this was early this morning because I woke up too early this morning. So I just came down. I've been in the studio for like a couple of hours doing stuff. So I was pretty tired. And so the first time I did, I stood on my right foot. And I only went about 4 seconds, and I felt wobbly. I was like, whoa, 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 what's going on? But I think it was just because I was bone tired, but I came down. And then the next time I tried it, no problem. Did the left foot, no problem. So we might need more than one chance.
Do-over.
I needed a do-over after the first one.
Because you'll be fine.
I panicked. I was like, oh, my God, 4 seconds.
Might as well be right in my obituary.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll do it for you right now.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Let's see, one, look at that. Two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, a little wobbly. A little bit of arm waving.
Shaking my arms.
See, you're fine.
Day.
You're
all
fine.
Day.
You're good. Whew.
No, dodge that bullet. Is we're talking about it now. People are in their car like, dang, I can't try that right now.
Yeah.
But I'll bet when you get to where you're going, I'll bet you sure try it.
Yeah, we could post this so somebody sees it on our Facebook page too. I might have already, actually. I don't remember. But yeah, if you're reading Facebook today, I'm sure you'll see it and be standing in the elevator somewhere. How come you weren't sleeping? I got up at 11:45 last night. That's when I got up.
Oh, you mean you got up for good?
Pretty much, yeah. 11:45. Went through another little bout of my son talking really loud in his sleep and sitting up in bed, and it snapped me awake, and I could not go back to sleep. And then the wheels start turning of, you know, the 1,000 things I got to get done today, and guess who was up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in turn, then I wake my wife up too, you know.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm tossing and turning and huffing and puffing, and then she gets up.
Get separate rooms.
Then we got to pee.
Get separate rooms.
And then the dog gets all riled up. She thinks it's time to get up. Yeah, so it's going to be an awesome show today. Usually when we're sleepy, it's a pretty goofy show.
Yeah.
Generally
speaking. I don't ever feel sleepy when that happens. It's just that I go on adrenaline.
Yeah, that's where you kind of get a little.
Like early this afternoon or something.
You say things that you don't mean to say sometimes.
What was your kid yelling out in the middle of the night?
It was the funniest thing because I went in there and I was just staring at him, watching him talk, and it was like, Fort, pickle, that right there cat door. You know, it was just complete gibberish, and his eyes were wide open again. And so I'm just like trying to put him down. He's like, he's doing this weird, creepy laugh like he's going to get back up and stab me or something. And I finally got him back to bed and laid down. And then I was up because I figured, well, he's going to be up sleepwalking again. And he'll end up in the backyard in the shed or something. So I just kind of stayed awake. And here we are.
Let me ask you, how much online research have you been doing about this?
You know, the last time we talked about this, the listener messages came pouring in, you know, and I sifted through a few of those. And other than that, I'm just like, he's just a goofy kid right now. Have to laugh. I have to show you this. Sometime last night, he slipped this into my bag. I'm going to post this on our Facebook page, actually. He slipped in a question for Boys Against the Girls. Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur are associated with what card game? And then at the bottom, he said, love you, Dad. Have a good day.
It's got to be Pokemon,
It's
right?
Pokemon cards. Of course it's Pokemon. That kid lives for Pokemon.
His life is Pokemon.
But I opened my bag and I saw that and I was like, that is just one of the cutest things. Oh, then on the, I didn't show you this. On the back side of it, he did put.
A drawing or something?
Pokemon question.
Yeah, but he misspelled question.
Oh, he misspelled a lot in here. So I'm going to post that. I just saw that today. I was like, oh, that's cute. That's super cute. But hey, and I might use it in a couple weeks. So.
And why not?
Why not?
That'll give him a thrill that he
sure
actually
would.
Contributed to the
sure
show.
Would, man.